Suba ASATX has received $6.2 million from Indigenous Services Canada to build a new, much-needed reservoir for the First Nations community. Aaron Hamilton, Suba ASATX's operations manager, said the funding will allow for the First Nations' first future community housing project in 15 years to proceed, along with other capital projects. The projects had been put on hold due to not having enough pressure in the water lines for fire flow. As well, Hamilton said there will be an additional 63 homes in the town of Lake Cowichan that are in a distinct pressure zone that will receive adequate pressure for fire flow once the reservoir is completed. Construction has started and is expected to take approximately 12 to 15 months for completion, he said. During this time, there will be certain areas of the reserve lands that will be fenced off for safety and security measures, and we thank everyone for their patience on this exciting addition. Hamilton said the Suba ASATX community has upwards of 20 community homes planned over the course of the next 15 to 20 years that range from single detached, to duplexes, microhomes and more. A public works building for the First Nations Lands Department, a proposed community and youth center, a community garden, and community recreational components. Suba ASATX Chief Melanie Livingstone added that the construction of the reservoir has been a project the First Nation been working on for more than a decade. We have always wanted to build more homes for our growing community and continue to bring people home, however the fire suppression was not adequate and we did not want to put our community at risk, she said. The infrastructure that is being installed will allow our community to grow over the years and is another layer in our nation becoming economically and socio-economically self-sufficient. In addition to the reservoir project, Hamilton said Suba ASATX has negotiated and purchased 7 acres of waterfront lands for $3.6 million that are adjacent to its reserve lands, which were once the First Nations lands prior to European contact. He said the land will be added to Suba ASATX reserve lands through the additions to reserve policy process. Livingstone said that acquiring the land has been an exciting and emotional process. The emotion comes from our ancestors repeatedly stating that these lands were always ours and that there was at least 12 chains that were taken from the nation, she said. The excitement is related to the wide variety of options that we will have for our future generations.